Let me also mention here, because this has been an interesting time for you, in early October, you went in on a routine doctor visit, and bingo, they say you've got a serious problem.
Yeah, this is what happened. Your cardiologist will tell you that if you're a candidate for a heart attack, that there are four symptoms, with swollen legs, dizziness, and all this stuff. I never had any symptoms. In fact, just a month before this happened, I was in Colorado with two of my granddaughters, actually going up the mountain, starting at 10,000 feet and going all the way up and competing with kids. So I never had any problems. But every 5 or 7 years, you want to have a colonoscopy. So I had no reason to go other than I had time to do it, and I went in to have a colonoscopy. And they said, well, there's a way you can do it. If you have a virtual, then you don't have to waste a day of your life. If you have a normal one, it's a general anesthetic. You've probably gone through it. Mm-hmm. So you lose a whole day. But if you do a virtual, then all they'll do is give you a shot. Then they fill you full of water, and then they run you through the tube, and they x-ray. So they see things beyond your gut, beyond your colon, where otherwise they would not have seen. Oh. When we came out, you said, your colon's fine, but you're about to die. Two arteries were 100% blocked. And this is the doctor's report. It shows it. Two that were 90%, and then the others 70, 75. So we had to have a quadruple to take care of those. He needed to do it right then. I said, well, since my wife had gone through this a year before, and since all my kids and grandkids were back in Oklahoma, I said, let me call Dr. Garrett, who had done my wife. And if he can take me tomorrow morning, I'll take the plane back tonight and just get off the plane, hit the table, and do it. And that's what happened. And you know who is to credit for, I believe, saving my life was Tom Stafford. Tom Stafford is a well-known Oklahoma early astronaut. Mm-hmm. He is a very close friend of mine. And when he was talking to someone on my staff, he just commented to Tom, said, oh, the boss isn't going to be here tomorrow because he's doing a colonoscopy. He said, no, tell him to do a virtual colonoscopy, and then he'll be able to be here. So it was Tom Stafford who, according to the doctors, and I don't want to sound hysterical here, but he saved my life. He said, you couldn't have lasted a matter of just a few more days, and I didn't have any of the symptoms. There's one doctor up there, and he said, we think you've made medical history because you had no symptoms, and yet you had all that blockage in there. Only this morning, I went back, and I'm great.
You had an exam this morning?
Yeah.
And they said everything's fine?
Yeah, this is the first time I've gone back to have that particular post-op exam. This is only not even a couple of months back.
You said you flew back. Were you flying?
No. I didn't have a plane up there, commercially. Yeah.
That had to make you nervous, the time you were flying back.
Well,
and
I wanted to do it because I thought the way they described it, I might not have made it, or it might have been a more difficult operation. I wanted to be where all of my kids were. In St. John's Hospital, my wife was born there. All of my kids were born there. We know everybody there, and that's where we wanted to do it. So I just thought I'd take the risk of making it back here. I didn't want to be stuck up there for maybe 2 weeks, forcing them to go up. Now, as it turned out, I was out of there. In fact, I was mowing my field up at the lake 4 days after I had the surgery.
Wow.
They didn't know it, but I was.
But you said Kay had a bypass surgery as well?
She had. And this is the interesting thing that I think fits into what we're talking about here. Right now, what's the big issue? It's Obamacare. Mm-hmm. Ted Cruz did his thing. It technically was not a filibuster, but he was up all night long. And I wasn't willing to do that, but I spoke that night and the next morning. What I talked about the next morning was my wife, and I know she was a little upset with me because she hadn't told a lot of people back in Oklahoma that she had had open heart surgery. Hers was in a valve, aorta. My wife, who's just a year younger than I am, if we'd been living, keeping in mind that what they want is a single payer system. Obama, Harry Reid, they've all admitted that. They want a single payer. That's socialized medicine. That's just like Hillary Healthcare was in 1992. If we had had any of those systems, and we checked, in Canada, she would have had a 6-month waiting period. In the UK, it would have been a 2-month waiting period because that's what they do. They say if you're over a certain age, you can't have this type of surgery. And one of the reasons they do it, they know you're going to die anyway. And so she is alive and healthy today, I said on the floor of the Senate, because we didn't have Obamacare. Not knowing that just a matter of 2 weeks after that, I was going to have open heart surgery.
Wow.